Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free Posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started.
Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. Hey everyone, it's Nikki Klosser here. It was an amazing year here on The Portrait System, and we cannot thank you enough for being dedicated listeners and tuning in every week. What we decided to do this week for you is put together some highlights from some of our episodes from the whole year. As we go through the clips today, you'll get to hear some of the golden nuggets that were dropped by some of my guests in 2022. First up, you are going to hear from the amazing Andre Brown.
Get out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are far less talented than some, and I'm talking about technically talented, that make a lot more or are a lot more successful. And that all comes down to confidence.
Totally.
Confidence is the one thing that, you know, you have to have in order to be able to continue to hit milestones. And I'll be the first to say that I'm not very confident. I'm not even very confident in my work. And it's funny because I win all these awards and stuff, but I probably 24 hours after I took the image, I was like, oh, I hate this image. It's not good. You know? and then I win an award for it. And then people are like, oh, you won this award. I'm like, yeah, but I didn't win this award. Like, so you have to be confident, because that way you get on set, you can run through the things that you need to run through, and to achieve the result that you want to achieve. If you're in there, you're nervous, and it's showing, you're going to be uncomfortable. It's going to make the client uncomfortable, and the success of the shoot is going to suffer. So definitely work on building up that confidence.
Thank you, Andre. I just cannot wait to continue to watch where your career heads. You are incredible. Up next, we have Roberto Valenzuela, who is always just hilarious and so fun to talk to.
Look, you need to have three things to be a good photographer. You need to have three things. You need to have a relentless dedication to improving your craft behind the camera, okay? You need to be a person that truly cares about your clients. You need to have that honest, organic care for them and provide them with a place where they feel like they're taken care of. And you need to have good business acumen, okay? You need to understand how business works a little bit, mm-hmm. Okay? Yep. You need to have how business works. If you have those three things, you're good. If you're a master photographer who works on their craft all day and then you just don't have the business, like, you're screwed. If you're a master business person, but you're a total asshole in front of your clients and you're cocky as hell, you're eventually screwed. Your business will get you through for a month or two, maybe three, maybe 8 months, but then people will talk and it will be over, okay? So you need to have all three. And if you suck behind the camera, because you can fix it in Lightroom or Photoshop later, you're going to get run over by the competition soon enough, because people are going to, there's just going to be competition. It's just going to run you over. Okay. So you need those three things. So if you're listening, three things. Okay. You need to be the best you can be behind the camera. You need to truly care about the person and care about what you're doing and believe in what you're doing. Keyword, believe in what you're doing. What you're doing matters. You're not just taking pictures. Don't let people call you the shrimp of the sea. You know, what you're doing really matters. And you're helping society. You're helping the world. And C, you need to understand basic business acumen. You need to understand how business works. You need to understand business knowledge. You need to understand basics of marketing. And you need to not be shy to promote yourself. If you're not, if you don't promote yourself, then you don't believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, how's anybody going to feel your energy and your and feel inspired to hire you? They're not. Everything comes from you.
Thank you, Roberto. We know you have so much knowledge and so much experience, so I appreciate you being on with us. Next up, we have my friend Kate Douglas.
Seek education. I mean, right away. Spend the money, invest in educators like Sue Bryce, absolutely, right away. Learn how to use your camera, obviously, and then don't waste any time trying to like wing it. Like, why not get five steps ahead?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, why not get five steps ahead? Because you're going to be taught things that this one person, she made mistakes and she learned from them, and she wants to share with you all the goodness she learned from that, so you don't have to.
Oh, hell yes.
Why? Like, so invest. Invest $3,000-$5,000. It'll come back to you. The quicker you spend the money, the quicker you're going to get it back.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for being so wonderful to talk to. I am just so excited to watch your career continue to grow and grow and grow. Next up, we have the incredible award-winning Tony Carter.
I would tell them to educate yourself in every way, to study body language and to enter competitions and just keep learning in whatever way you can get. Read books. Don't spread yourself too thinly as far as what you're doing business-wise. Find out actually what you like doing, and then really find a niche and just go hard at that rather than trying to be a general purpose photographer. Just find out what you're good at and then really work hard to be the best at that.
Tony, as always, thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge. Stephanie Williams is up next, and she is just such a cool person and just has such a great business. Let's listen.
The first thing is don't reinvent the wheel. This system, Sue's system, absolutely works. It just does. If you follow it, if she says focus on this before you start this next area, then do that. Don't try to jump the gun and just follow the system. And then other than that, just I would say, you know, as you're building your portfolio, don't be afraid to make some money in the process. I definitely was making money while I was building my portfolio. It shocked me when, you know, someone actually wanted to pay for my images that early on, but be ready to take payment, you know, get paid, and that builds your confidence as you go along when you're starting to get paid for these sessions, because they will start paying you and it's exciting. But just keep going. There are days where it's going to be very discouraging. I will say that you have those days, and that's normal. That's just the life of an entrepreneur. But this is a very exciting career. We have the best job in the world. We get to empower these men and women and make them feel like $1 million. And it's just amazing. So keep going. It's worth it. And it all pays off. It all pays off. Just keep going.
Thank you, Stephanie. And next up, we have the one and only Damali Shepherd, one of my favorite people I have met in this industry. Let's listen.
Give yourself fully to it. Like, it's uncomfortable. It's hard. You will cry, but so is living the mundane life that you're sick of too. So the thing that worked the best for me was just you know, picking myself back up over and over again. And the other thing I'm going to say is get support. Like, get support. Pay for the subscriptions. Pay for the coaches. I have worked with so many coaches and so many service providers that have helped me get to a place where I can free-flowingly choose to charge what I charge. And that doesn't happen in a day or a month, right? That takes months and months and months and years of reinforcing what it is that you do in the world. So find help and ask for help in any way that you can, and pay for that help. Because I look at it now, like when I invest in other people, I'm investing in myself. And my quick growth, I think, is because I openly spent so much money investing with other people. We're slowing it down now because Damali a few years ago was so hungry that she just charged it all. But it was so worth the growth that I've been able to experience because of it. It helped me grow and stretch in ways that I would not have without it.
Thank you, Damali. I can't wait to see you again soon, hopefully. And up next, we have me. Looks like one of my clips was chosen. So Christina Hauser interviewed me, and let's listen to what I had to say. I know I said this before, but honestly, it's practicing posing, practicing lighting, practicing using your camera efficiently, practice your sales pitch, practice your marketing pitch. All of these things, when you nail them down, like I can pose so quickly and efficiently. I do 6 outfits in 1 hour, and I've got such a variety of photos that I'm constantly selling big packages because I practiced and practiced and practiced. So that's always going to be my advice. And also not to pay, yes, it's important to understand what's happening around you as far as like getting inspiration and, you know, but I couldn't tell you what people charge around me. I just don't even know. Right,
because you're not into comparison. You're not even paying attention.
Totally. I know what my bottom line is. I know what my average sale needs to be in order for me to meet my financial goals. And if you can use a pricing calculator, whether it's on the Portrait System where we have for members, there's a pricing calculator, whether it's that or if it is, you know, some other spreadsheet or pricing calculator that you can find online or something to input all of your expenses and how much money you want to make. And it'll show you how much you need to charge per shoot. And to me, that is an absolute game changer. It takes the emotion out of it. It shows me, okay, if I want to do 12 shoots a month and I want to make X amount of money, this is what I need to charge. And that's it. Plain and simple. Oh man, it's always so much easier for me to interview other people, but I was very honored to be a guest. Okay, up next we have the amazing Whitney Collins. Let's hear what Whitney has to say.
The best advice I have for you, honestly, is to just take your time. I think when I left teaching, it had changed a lot. I wouldn't say that it made me super happy to be there, but it did give me the financial freedom to pursue my business. I wasn't desperate for business because I had that full-time income coming in. And I think it allowed me to put the right positive energy into my business and not be desperate for business. It allowed me to grow the business I wanted, not the business I had to have because I needed that income.
Mm-hmm. I think that.
Yeah, it's easy to get impatient. You know, it's easy to get sucked into the drama of the full-time job. So you have to kind of be careful with that. But, I think being in a situation that you need the money, it can be really stressful.
Whitney, you are like a breath of fresh air, and I'm so happy to have had you as a guest. All right, up next, we have Jason Marino, the powerhouse photographer out of Arizona.
I really want people to understand that if you start with prices that are really, really low, and you're just trying to get some work in the door, you're going to always be known as the cheap photographer. So when you're starting out, work for free if you have to and keep your day job going, but don't go out there and hop on Craigslist or Facebook groups and be like, hey, I'll shoot your wedding for $50, because the next person that gets referred to you by that person is going to want a $50 wedding. You need to charge what you're worth when you are ready to charge anything.
Jason, thank you. It is always a pleasure chatting with you. All right, next up we have Leslie Q.
Oh, just do it. Like, I don't know. I'm not a very bold person, and Sue just gave me the confidence to just do it. Like, if you are on the fence about raising your prices, just do it. Like, just learn all the things you need to know. Learn the foundations. Learn your posing. Learn your lighting. You know, get a few models in there. Boost your self-confidence, and then just do it. Don't wait.
Leslie is just the coolest, and I loved getting to know her on her episode. And we have Elena Blair next, the incredible family photographer out of the Pacific Northwest.
Stay firmly rooted in why they started in the first place. That is your superpower. Your superpower is your unique vision. And I promise that every single one of us has one. And when we get, you know, you get into the industry, you really start taking on, again, I'm kind of back to what I was just saying, but you start taking on so much information that you lose sight of who you are and why you started, and you burn out. I've seen a lot of really talented photographers burn out. I don't want that for anybody. So stay deeply rooted in that why, and you'll, that'll keep you going.
Elena, thank you always for your advice and your expertise. Up next, we have Rachel Greiman, and Rachel takes us through copywriting. Let's listen to her golden nugget.
There's a reason you started, not necessarily like a numeric reason. You know, there's something that drew you to this. And if you can always remind yourself of what that is, no matter where it leads you, you're probably going to stay a lot closer to the joy of it all.
Thank you so much, Rachel. It's always nice to have experts on the show that aren't always photographers. So that was really great. Next up, we have someone with the hugest heart. Love this girl, Angie Witten.
There are a lot of topics to work on. Dig into the self-value first, because that is what will align you and get you in the proper headspace, mind space, and heart space for the rest of the things. So do not discount the self-value. Do it first.
Yes, that's solid, solid advice.
Yeah. It's the biggest piece of the puzzle. This is a big puzzle we're working on. And I think the self-value, for me at least, was the biggest piece.
Yeah.
Getting your mindset right is, it's second to none. So,
Angie, thank you for always being such a positive support in the Portrait System group. We love you. Next up, we have David Lee. David had a really great response to his episode because it was just really powerful.
Oh, you know what? Have a why that's strong enough that will break walls. You know, find your why. Ask yourself why. Why? The why will carry you. The why will carry you through the criticisms that come sharpest from loved ones. The why will carry you through the self-doubt. The why will carry you through the desperation of saying, who needs a why? This isn't working. Because the fact of the matter is that there is adversity when you start and create a business. But most of the real problems, that's a motto of my life, like stop with all the fake problems. The real problems are coming from within your own mind. So when you have a why that drives you, you don't need to rely on someone else being your motivating factor. You don't have to rely on anyone being the contingent reason that you are where you are. You'll drive yourself, and the why will drive you. And you can change that why. It can be your why. It could be the wrong why, but it's got to be yours. And that's so important. And I would connect that with the self-value, because the problem we don't have a strong enough why is because we lack self-value. And that's why Subrai so strongly impacted my life, because I was driving home with tears in my eyes when I first was exposed to her in her podcast on self-value. And here I am at night, tears streaming down my eyes, and I stuck to that being not only what converted me, if you will, but also what touches the hearts of others. So photographers need to have that self-value high enough so that their why is high enough, because sometimes our why is so small. It's not energetic enough. It has no power in and of itself. And it doesn't drive us. And we're relying on something that's bound to fail. And that's sad. So prevent that. Have your why. Hold on to it. Do not share it with the other people. Do not share your dreams with other people. That's one other thing I'd piggyback on too. Stop sharing your dreams with your spouse. Sorry. Stop. Like you want to have your dreams. Show your spouse your dreams when they come true, unless they have to be involved. Because other people, it's hard enough to have your own dreams. You have to talk yourself into it, slap yourself in the face, remind yourself who's in charge. You can't do that with another person. They're too in control of their perspective, and you'll exhaust yourself simply trying to get them to believe in what you are trying to believe in. So have your why, work on your self-value. And then on top of that, don't share your dreams with people. That's not going to help with your excitement. Temporarily, it will. Over drinks, you're happy about the future. The next day, they're going to be like, so have you done that yet? I don't know. It's been 6 months. I don't know. Doesn't look bad. You know what? I like you anyway, even if your business isn't doing as good as you thought it was. Don't worry. Well, I never said I was worried. So all of that chips away at your why. It chips away at your self-value. So drive yourself with a why, keep it to yourself, and believe in yourself. The more you cultivate that, the more it'll become a reality.
Thank you again, David. And last but not least, we have Aaron J. Young, another incredible voice in this amazing photography industry.
Just continue to move forward towards your goals. And that, again, it's not a black and white thing. So it doesn't look like every single day you're just like full steam ahead, like, you know, slaying your day. It's like, there are days when it feels, I mean, for me, where it felt like I was doing nothing to move towards my goals. But what I would always return to was, okay, this is my purpose. This is what I believe I was put on the planet to do. And so, you know, if I had a day or two or a week where I felt completely disconnected, I would eventually return to that and then continue to move forward. And I think that, I don't know, I heard a quote, or I don't know if this is something somebody said, but I think it's really true that, like, I think that that actually determines success much more than just skill or raw talent. You know, I think that raw talent by itself is not going to make you successful.
And agreed.
Mm-hmm. Raw talent that's not developed is also not going to make you successful. I think if you have raw talent with something, like, I like to look at the people who are the best in their field, you know, across the board and all different kinds of industries and whatever. It's like, people may start with raw talent, but then they work their asses off to refine it, to continue to grow, to continue to become better. And then it's through that process and through, I mean, also, like, the common denominator too is never giving up, just like continuing to move forward no matter what is going on, like just holding that vision. And I guess I see so many people that it seems like, you know, they feeling like giving up. They feel like, okay, this just isn't happening for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I totally relate to that. You know, I've had so many moments over the last 10 years where I've felt that way. And the other thing I would say is just start to develop a relationship with the idea of failure and start to reframe that to, as long as you're not giving up, ultimately, meaning in the big picture, you're not really technically failing in my mind. You're just learning. And if you have that willingness to show up for the process and to make mistakes, that's really the only way that you're going to learn. That's the only way you're going to learn the technical aspects of photography or how to interact with people, how to do a phone consultation is going to be through taking the action and messing it up sometimes and learning through the mess up. And then getting better at it. If you're waiting until you feel ready, or I think that's a reason why so many people will ask all these like technical questions. Like if they see a photograph they love, they'll be like, "What kind of camera did you use? Like, what were your settings?" And I think that all, I mean, intuitively, a lot of times to me, that feels like it's coming from a place of fear and a place of feeling like, okay, if I can just do it exactly like this person did, then I'm not going to mess it up. When, you know, it's not what it's about. You know, you can create something beautiful with just about any camera, any lens, any lighting situation, if you have the courage to just kind of like show up to the process and figure it out.
Thank you so much, Aaron. And thank you to all of our guests this year. It was, again, such an amazing year. So many wonderful interviews. I got to just really dive in deep to so many different businesses and hear different ideas and successes and struggles, and really, really, truly appreciate everyone who is so vulnerable to come on and share their story. Again, thank you for listening. We appreciate you so, so very much. And if you ever want to learn more about the Portrait System membership, head over to theportraitsystem.com. We also have our store full of amazing courses with just top-notch instructors, and you can find those at theportraitmasters.com. Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com, where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-day startup challenge, plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business,
lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.